MH370 relatives rage as Malaysia probes deleted data. Kuala Lumpur, AFP. Angry Chinese relatives tried to gatecrash Malaysia's tightly controlled daily media briefing on the missing plane Wednesday. In chaotic scenes underlying the frustration surrounding the 12-day search. Shouting and crying, a handful of relatives of passengers aboard Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 unfurled a protest banner reading, "Give us back our families." They accused Malaysian authorities of withholding information and doing too little to find the plane. The dramatic protest unfolded just before Malaysian officials arrived for the briefing, in which they announced no progress in determining what befell the jet. "They give different messages every day. Where's the flight now? We can't stand it anymore," one woman wailed as reporters mobbed her and other relatives. Shortly afterwards, Malaysia staged a shorter-than-usual press conference, during which officials indicated the investigation was zooming in closer on the pilot. Authorities said investigators had discovered that data had been deleted from the home flight simulator of Captain Zahari Ahmad Shah about 1 month before the plane vanished early on March 8th. But they cautioned against a rush to judgment. Some data had been deleted from the simulator, and forensic work to retrieve this data is ongoing, said Transport Minister Hishamuddin Hussein. Officials gave no details on the simulator data. The New York Times reported Wednesday that Malaysia had asked the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation to help recover the deleted data. A senior U.S. law enforcement official told The Times, on condition of anonymity, that FBI agents in Kuala Lumpur would likely make copies of the simulator's hard drive and send the contents to the U.S. for analysis. Zahari, a 33-year veteran of the airline, was highly regarded by his peers. But suspicion has clouded him since investigators concluded that the plane's communication systems were manually disabled and the Boeing 777 was deliberately diverted by a skilled aviator. Hishamuddin said Malaysia's own investigation and background checks received from other countries had so far raised no indications that any of the plane's 227 passengers might have been responsible. The aircraft also carried 12 crew.